Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I have my good friend, Michael Rivlin, all the way from...
Australia.
That's Sydney, right.
Australia.
I couldn't tell by the accent. Yeah. Nope, we've had...
G'day, mate.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. I had tons of awesome MVPs come in, and I was super excited that you're back. Talking about an awesome library that you created for MVVM. But before we do that, maybe tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Okay, yeah, so I'm Michael Ridland. I'm a sort of Xamarin blogger, do some open source stuff in the Xamarin space. I have a company with over 20 employees doing Xamarin all day and night. So really living in that Xamarin world and living everything Xamarin. So here to talk to you about Xamarin. So.
Yeah, you've done all sorts of nice little libraries here and there.
Yeah, I mean, like, actually, the business has been quite successful recently, so...
congratulations.
Nice. So I haven't been doing a lot of stuff in the Xamarin community, but there's plans in the business to, like, get me out of, like, doing the day-to-day stuff so I can come back and do more community work, which is really good.
Nice. Yeah, awesome.
So there'll be fresh... we've actually got two more team members to Fresh, so we've got some extra help as well in regards to Fresh and some other projects, because there's been a while where it actually sort of lulled a bit with my workload and everything, so we're going to pick that back up.
And yes, work is hard and it takes your time, and you're like, how do I, that blue bubble that's sitting in GitHub, how do I get rid of you?
Yeah.
So Fresh MVVM, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
What's so fresh about it?
So it's like an MVVM framework for Xamarin Forms. Mm-hmm. It was never meant to be a framework.
Oh, okay.
And it sort of evolved very organically. So to give you a bit of a story, I was working on MonoTouch Dialog, which is a really old framework pre-Xamarin Forms. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a project in that with MVVM Cross.
Mm, yeah.
And then when Xamarin Forms came out, I was like, oh, I have to use this. I have to get into this Xamarin Forms, because, like, well, with MonoTouch Dialog was only iOS. And when Xamarin Forms came out, then that was iOS and Android. So I could sort of target both platforms. So I started porting this project over to Xamarin Forms, and I found that the Xamarin Forms had most of what I needed for MVVM. So a lot of the stuff that I got with MVVM Cross, I didn't actually need anymore.
Oh yeah.
So I decided, not only that, none of the really frameworks supported Xamarin Forms because it was so early.
Mm.
So I removed all the references to MVVM Cross and MVVM stuff that I had in there. And I started sort of using most of the Xamarin Form stuff, and I just filled in like the little extra parts that I wanted.
Yeah.
So that was like view model, navigation, an ISE container, and just wiring up some of the events from Xamarin Forms into my view models.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like everything that heavily relies on Xamarin Forms, MVVM, and then I've just added my own little things on top of it that I needed.
Gotcha.
So we used it in lots of production applications. So it's very sort of real world. I know that, like, if I'm going to use it in a project, it's probably going to be like pretty suitable for it.
Very awesome. Yeah. So Xamarin Forms, and I do a Xamarin Forms 101. So I've talked through some of the basic building blocks are in there. But sometimes, you're doing a really complex application, or there's something, just Xamarin Forms isn't meant to do everything.
Yeah.
And of course, everyone wants to do something a little bit different. So what are you going to show us with Fresh MVVM?
So I'm just going to take you through some of the sort of the basics of Fresh MVVM and just sort of show you how to get started. I mean, it is a fairly simple like framework.
I like that. That's my favorite, isn't it? Yeah. I have my own. It's not a framework. I have MVVM helpers, right? They're little things that I wanted to do, and it's all about lightweight. So I like lightweight things.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll just take you through this application first so you can get a good idea of what we're working on today. So if we just jump into it, and let's just go into the basic navigation. You can see here I've got, it's a bit of a sort of ERP system. I've got my quotes in a menu there, and then I can list out my quotes, and then I can go in and I can say them, sort of basic stuff. So we've got quotes and contacts going through there. So just jumping back into my sample application. This, just by the way, is actually... on the Fresh MVVM code base.
Okay.
So this sample, if you want to go and get it, then you can just jump in and download the Fresh MVVM code base, and you can start playing with it there. Runs really easily. You shouldn't have any problems there. So you can see here I've got my sort of standard Xamarin form set up. I've got my pages. I've got my view models.
Sure.
And you saw before we had the contact list, and then we went into the contact. So that's like doing a navigation. And normally when you do a navigation between sort of a list view page and a detail page, you want to pass across data.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see when that's actually initialized and when you're coming back to the other pages. So if we just use that as an example, let's go into the contact list here. You can see if I go down here to where the contact is selected. You can see here we've got the call method. So this is the call method. So just to take you back one step, where we actually are is we're on the contact list view model.
So that's the list view model for the list view that we had.
Yeah, so if we go back to the pages, we've got the contact list page here.
Got it.
And then we've got the view model that correlates to it. And then we've got our call methods, which is basically all our methods that we use for fresh MVVM.
Oh, okay.
And then we've got push page model. And then we just reference the view model. So that's kind of one of the main things of Fresh MVVM. It's view model based navigation.
So how does it know that a contact view model, like how does it know what page to go to, I guess?
So it's a convention over configuration. So it's done by naming. So this contact view model, you see it'll have a contact page. So it's named.
Got it. Yeah. Naming.
Yeah, through names. So normally what I would have to do when I push that, I would normally have to go and create a new page and then create a new contact page. And then I'd have to go and set the binding context on that page and to the view model. But what I also have to do is you can see here I've got a database service and then I have to go and find where that database service is.
I want to create a new one? Should I reuse the other one?
Yeah. And then in here I can, and then I'd have to like somehow go and have a method to get my current page and then push and then I'd have to pass the page in.
Yeah.
So this kind of like, it's all these kind of little things that it really helps, helps you with. So it's like, it's just the basics that you need really.
Is there any setup to get that to work? Like what is the relationship between, besides naming convention, between the view model and the view? Like does Fresh MVVM need some scaffolding with it? Or
there's no scaffolding. What actually holds it together is just a navigation container. So if we look in here under the application, see we've got the basic navigation. So basically this fresh navigation container here, that kind of like holds it all together. But as far as like connecting the pages, you don't have to put any sort of references in or any XML or anything like that. It's just purely like convention based. So it's really easy where you can just download it and you just do naming and you don't have to do any configuration.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so it's quite convenient there. So if we go into the contact view model here, you can see here we've got the constructor injection. So automatically Fresh will go and do the constructor injection, find all the dependencies and put them in for you. And then we've also got this initialize override. So it'll automatically call that initialize method.
Now for the container, is it using like a third party container? Is it its own implementation of it? And kind of what are the implementation details?
Yeah, so it's
details?
Actually Tiny OSE.
Oh, okay.
So it's a built-in version of Tiny OSE. So you don't actually have to install a third party one. You can start using it, but you can override it if you want to. So you might want AutoFac or something like that.
Might be already using something in your app or have some tests and a whole bunch of stuff set up with it.
So you just create your own little connector and you can use your own OSE.
Nice, very cool.
So you can see here we've got the initialize method, the data's going in. Now if I can show you there's other methods. So there's like the appearing. So what's to note here is we're actually in the view model. We're not in the view.
Yeah.
So if you're on a view, you would have the appearing events, the disappearing events, but you don't actually normally have them in a view model. Mm. So this kind of like proxies them through for you.
Now how does it get that though? Is it implementing some interface or is it implementing a base class or like, what would you have to change?
So as far as for you
to get that override in your view model.
Okay, so basically, I mean Fresh takes care of the hard work for you and it's all done during this call here. So like during that call it'll create the page, it'll assign it to the binding context and it'll wire up a bunch of events for you.
Got it. Is it because it's like a fresh base view model that you're inheriting from?
Yes.
Or
it has all the logic there for you.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so it's keeping a little bit of state there for you as far as the navigation. And there's a few other ones like disappearing.
Oh, yeah. Like simple things that you'd expect. So you just don't have to. Because, it's hard because it's like, you know, you don't want your view model to be really aware of your view and vice versa. But like.
Yes.
So sometimes they have to be.
Yeah, they do have to be sometimes because especially if you're like using events, when something's appearing, you want to subscribe to the events and then you want to unsubscribe from the events.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we generally keep a lot of that sort of stuff even in the view model as well. So that's sort of like the basics of Fresh MVVM. But you saw on this application, there was a few different types of navigation.
Yeah. Because
obviously, if you've got an app, there is like different types of navigation you might want to do.
They're not always just pushing and pushing and pushing. There's all sorts of little things. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see here we did the basic navigation, just going in there. But if we go back home, there's the master detail.
Mm.
One thing that you actually notice is I didn't actually change any code apart from just going to the different type of navigation container.
Mm.
So the in part, the inner sort of the insides of the application, which is the contact list and the contact details, you don't have to change that. You can just change the navigation container and you can change your whole sort of navigation system.
Oh, cool.
So like we can sort of go in and we can make the same thing, a tabbed container, and we're just changing what the container is that contains sort of the application.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's kind of just the way that we designed it, which was kind of abstracting it out. And then we just kind of got this stuff for free. It's not like you're going to always go in and do something like
this.
We just got this for free.
Yeah, very cool.
So one other thing that you can do in Fresh is you've got the normal tab navigation where you sort of go in and the tab bar is still there.
Mm, yeah.
But we've also got one which we call like first only. So when you go in, it actually gets rid of the tab bar.
Yeah.
So just to give you a look at where we actually set that up. So what's basically all those different sort of navigation sort of methods were all set up here. So when it was the basic nav, we just used the navigation container. When it was the master detail, we used the fresh master detail navigation container. And all these really do is they just inherit from master detail or the navigation page.
Yeah.
And then the same here. And we're just using the same view models and views. And because you were sort of pushing by view model, everything just kind of works still when we set it up differently.
Yeah, and you're passing in the icons you want to use and the names you want to use there.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy to set up. So taking it to the next level, so a lot of the applications that you can build, you can just use one of those like built-in ones. You don't have to sort of customize it. But if you do want to go and customize it, then you can actually just go in and you can implement the fresh navigation service and you can sort of build whatever sort of navigation you like.
Yeah, because you're just you yourself and the team is just implementing that, so why not expose it out?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we've done that for like actually a few projects, because even if you see here where I go into custom navigation, it's a little bit quirky, but it's got a tab bar, but it's also got a master detail.
Yeah, I've seen that definitely a few times here and there, because sometimes you might have your main items in your bottom nav and then everything in your fly out.
So you want to jump back into some of the tabs as well.
Very cool.
So that's quite interesting. And then one other thing that we did support, it's probably best on the iPad, is Xamarin Forms has the ability to sort of run two navigation stacks at the same time. So we've actually, in a few projects, we've had to implement that. So doing that in the projects, we've brought it back into the framework as well. So you can actually run two simultaneous navigation stacks. It's best if I give a demo of it, really.
Yeah.
So you see here, multiple navigation on the left-hand side of the master detail.
Yep.
You can go in there on the right-hand side.
Yeah, some people don't actually know that. Like, you're actually kind of running like two instances of your app almost, you know?
Yeah.
And that's really great for big iPads where you actually have all that room to play around.
Yeah, because if you have like a application that's like a contact list or an ERP, you can actually on the left-hand side in the master detail actually have the list view, and then when you hit on it, it opens up into the right-hand side.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's one thing that you can, I think that was the scenario that we actually used it for.
Yeah.
So one other thing, there's a few other things, but one other thing that I like to go over is just to show you how, because when you're sort of, you've got a navigation stack and then you're going down, and then you want to do another navigation stack, you can show things modally, and then you can start a whole new navigation stack, and you'll be able to navigate down, but then close that modally.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go like really deep, because you can kind of like, you can be into somewhere, and then you need to go to another area of the application, and then you want to sort of go down again. So you can do that with Fresh. So you can see here, I'm in my sort of normal navigation, and then if I go into, say, a tabbed one, and I'm showing it like a tab navigation, obviously most likely that all the inner pages are going to be different in this scenario, but you can just go through and you can sort of keep on doing it, and then you can add a master detail on top, and then if we go in, we can add sort of another basic one, so you can just keep on going through
over and over and over again
till you get to somewhere that you can't find your way back. But yeah, so that's kind of one of the features that we sort of like they're features that we've put in because that's what the production applications that we're building, that's the features that we kind of needed. So
it's really kind of fresh. MVVM sort of came from your real world experience. It's not like you were like, oh, I'm going to go create this thing and like, I hope that I can use it in my app. It's like, no, I was building this infrastructure in my apps and now I'm putting that in a reusable library for all my other apps.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other features you want to show off in here?
I mean, I can show you, we've got the where you register for the IAC container.
I was going to ask about that, how it magically knew.
Yeah. So you normally will have like a sort of like a function or a method where we just go and register all the services that we have and they go into the IAC container and that's it. I mean, that's probably about it from a sort of a high level.
Yeah.
I think that,
And everything's open source on GitHub, all that stuff. So people can contribute, write issues, all that stuff.
Yeah, so it's all open source. I mean, I'm going to be really active with it because obviously the past 6 months, some people might have noticed that I wasn't very active with it. But like moving forward, that's actually going to change.
Awesome. So it's good to hear.
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter or anything like that. And
perfect.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah. Of course, we'll put all of the links into the show notes below down there. To not only just Michael, to his consulting shop, to Fresh MVVM, to the demos, all that good stuff. Michael, thank you so much again for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, do all the things, ding that bell, become part of the notification squad. I'm James Montemagno. This has been The Xamarin Show. Thanks for watching. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.